The golden light of the summer sun shined across the sky, casting long shadows over the playground. It was a day my family and I would have a picnic near the community playground. The squeaking of the swings blended with the sound of children's laughter, but my attention was on a boy standing near the swing set, Gabriel. His dark eyes locked with mine for a moment before he looked away. I was uncertain whether to speak to him or simply keep watching. He looked around my age, maybe a little taller, with a quiet sort of confidence. I knew Mom preferred I play with the girls, but something about him made me forget that rule. Before I talked myself out of it, I jumped off the swing and walked over to where he was standing. "Hi, my name is Passion." I stuck my hand out. My heart was beating a little fast. Gabriel hesitated before shaking my hand, but when he did, his fingers were warm against mine. Then, with his eyes wide open, he spoke loudly, saying, "You're really pretty." I blinked and I was surprised. No boy had ever told me that before. A smile stretched across my face. "Thank you," I said, rocking back on my heels. "Want a swing?" Gabriel asked. "I can push you," he offered, gazing deep into my eyes. I climbed onto the swing, and he pushed me slowly at first, then higher. We laughed, and the world around us seemed to disappear. When the other kids approached us, excited for their turn to swing, Gabriel stood firm. "No, this swing is for Passion," he declared, much to their disappointment. "Maybe later." After what felt like forever, having fun with Gabriel, I faintly heard my mother calling me. I hopped off the swing. "I have to go. My mom's calling," I said, glancing toward the picnic tables where my family was sitting. "Me too," Gabriel replied, pointing to where his mother sat, watching. "Will you come back tomorrow?" I nodded, a smile tugging at my lips. "Then I will see you again," he said, waving before running off. After eating, I asked my mom if I could return to the swing set. She said I could, but told me to be careful not to get my dress messed up because we had somewhere to go that evening. I assured her, "Okay, Mom, I will not." We played some more, and Gabriel pushed me a little too high because when I tried to get off the swing, I fell and got my dress dirty. He looked at me and said, "Passion, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to do that." "Mom." Gabriel said, "Are you sure?" "Yes." He asked if I would be coming back again to play at the park. "Yes." He asked if I lived in the neighborhood, and I told him I did. "Then I will see you again," he said. We got back into our car and began to travel back home. I was sitting on the steps of my house when I saw from a distance the little boy I had been playing with at the park. He waved and I waved back, feeling a spark of excitement. "Mom, that is the little boy who played with me at the park," I said. She looked over and said, "Oh, the one who got your dress dirty and then apologized? That was sweet of him." I asked my mom if I could ride my bike, and she said yes. Gabriel, who lived across the street, saw me getting my bike out and got his too. We rode on our sides of the street, racing to see who could reach the corner the fastest. We laughed and enjoyed our little competition until my mom called out, "It's time to get ready for supper." I told Gabriel, "I have to go inside now and have supper. I will talk to you later." He replied, "Okay, Passion. I will see you later." After I cleaned up and had dinner, my mom told me it was time for bed. I could not help but think about what a beautiful day it had been, a day I did not want to forget. People might think little kids do not know what love is, but I greatly liked Gabriel. When Christmas came around, we put up a nice tree, and I noticed Gabriel did not have a Christmas tree in his window. I asked my mom why. She explained, "Passion, they have a different religion. We are Catholic and they are Muslim. They do not celebrate Christmas." "But why, Mom?" I asked. She said, "One day when you get older, you will understand."